Hey, welcome back, my fellow deplorables, to the Amber May Show. I have a show for you today that's going to be kind of interesting. We're going to look into some Hollywood deaths and see, do you think they're suspicious? Maybe they're not. Maybe it's just totally natural. And then we're going to dive into who can declassify classified information. And does President Trump really have that ability to do so? And we're going to dive into that, and we're going to look at who the domestic terrorists really are, because the Department of Homeland Security are calling people like you and me domestic terrorists. So all that on and more is on today's episode. And I have a co-host today. Her name is Star Zabosko. She is from the Terror of the Woods podcast. So she is joining me today on the episode. Please like, share, and subscribe. I could really use the help. Like, share, and subscribe. I just want to thank some of my angel investors who have believed in the show and believe in what I'm doing and want to support me and go further. There's places I want to travel to, and there's equipment I need, and I can't do it without putting it on a credit card and going into debt. And so I'm not sponsored by Big Pharma. I don't have a big name behind me. So if you believe in what I'm doing and would like to be an angel investor, please go to the website at theambermayshow.com and click on the donate tab, or you can go to theambermayshow.locals.com and become a $5 monthly subscriber there. So you can donate 5, 10, 15, 20, 100 bucks, whatever you feel led to do, if you believe in what I'm doing, because there's a place in a couple weeks I want to go to. Eric Trump's speaking and a whole bunch of other people are speaking, but I just don't have the means without hurting my family financially. So thank you, those who stepped up and became angel investors. I really do appreciate you. It means the bottom of my heart. And while you're at theambermayshow.com, click on the promo section, because I've partnered with patriotic businesses to help save you money and then support the Amber May Show. So everybody's winning. We're supporting a patriot business. You get a discount and they support the show there. Well, without further ado, I have Star Zabosko joining me today on the Amber May Show, and she's coming up next. Welcome back to the show. I have the one and only, like I told you, Star Zabosko, and I also said it's going to be an amazing bombshell explosion of a show. She got me fired up this morning, and because she did, the show is going to be on fire. So make sure you like, share, and subscribe. Star, welcome to the program. I'm so glad you're joining me today.
Thank you for having me. It's been a while since we've done this.
I know, it's been a while, and she is from the podcast Terror of the Woods. She's been taking a break from that because of some of her business that she's been doing and work she's been doing. It's just been, you know, God bless her. She's been conquering the world with what she does for a living. And so she had to take a break. But I had to have her back on because we are exploring different topics today. Me and her have been in discussion about the sudden deaths, the sudden car accidents of certain actors when they're exposing certain things. So maybe we should start with that, and then we can go on to whatever else we're going to talk about today. So Anne Heche, she was doing a documentary or a movie or something to that sense of exposing child rape trafficking. Now, I like to use rape trafficking because sex sounds consensual and children cannot consent to sex. So take it away. What articles did you want to show? Did you have articles for that one? Or,
well, what I have, so on my phone, I have an Apple phone, so the news break, you know, notifications come through, which normally I hate, but I started noticing a trend with people who are at least worthy of being mentioned in the news dying. So I have all of the screenshots put together from Anne Heche. Is it Anne Heche, right? Anne
Heche? I think so. That's what I say.
Anne Heche,
maybe it's wrong. So, but
are you familiar with her background?
I found out through articles that she was sexually assaulted as a young person.
Okay, well
That's what I found out about it. I was like, whoa. So it makes a lot of sense why this was, that meant something to her to do a documentary about it, and it ended up taking her life. And it makes me, when I think of that car crash, I think of Paul Walker. And I was just like, there was something weird about that whole accident. I don't know exactly if he was going to expose anything or not, but it just seemed weird is all. And so when I hear about these celebrities that suddenly die in a car accident, like Isaac Cappy, or a musician from like Linkin Park, and they were suicided by hanging in their hotel room. Like you start wondering, and you start when you hear about a celebrity dying suicided car accidents, then you start thinking, man, maybe there's something more to just what they say in the
Oh yeah,
news.
it's all deaths for me now. I don't care if it was in a car or if it was out at sea or if it was just walking down the street. Everything is kind of a conspiracy at this point when somebody, like I said, who's worthy of the news, a press release, and dying. So I have, let me make sure that I have all of these kind of organized. But what I started doing was last week when it was announced that she was dead, right? She actually died. Because it was kind of wishy-washy at first. She was in the accident and she didn't survive the accident. And then she did survive the accident. And then we saw a video coming out of her trying to escape from the gurney that she was on. And I'm not an EMT, I am not a firefighter, first responder, but I saw some, I did see some. Tweets and responses to that video being like, this isn't normal. First of all, her head was covered with the blanket that was on her, and there was a string over her head. But she was very much alive when she sprang out of there and started trying to, crawl her way out. And then the fireman pushed her back down and shoved her into the car.
Yeah, I saw
So
that too. I was like, holy cow.
I know it
That was
was.
insane.
So here, let me share my screen. This one, I believe I have these put in order. And I also have a few more little ones down here. Let me open those up. Okay, so these ones are Friday. So this is 7:44 a.m. This one was later in the day. And this one was, oh, this one is the seven or the same one. Now, mind you, I am aware that Newsbreak just takes other media's content and throws it out there as the Newsbreak. But the difference in days too of her going back and forth of dying, not dying, her organs being declared legally dead and having her organs donated, and then also there's another one that comes through that says that, well, she might live. It was just very confusing. So,
It was. I mean, they immediately said, oh, she died, and then she didn't die. Yes, very confusing.
right. So this one was Tuesday, and Tuesday is when it happened, I believe, was when her car accident happened. So it says Anne Heche in coma, extreme critical condition following car crash. Okay, so when I saw that, I was like, oh wow, she's kind of a big deal. But car crash, I've seen this one before, right? So there's that one. And then we have this one was on, I think it was on Thursday. So a couple of days after, at 10:30 a.m., it says Anne Heche has been declared legally dead and will have her organs donated. Okay, so that's Thursday at 10:30 a.m. And then this was later in the day, probably, oh, 6 o'clock at night. Here it is. Anne Heche to be taken off life support. Okay, so that makes sense. But then you go to Friday at 7:44 a.m. and it says Anne Heche not expected to survive after suffering severe brain injury during car crash. Okay, well, if you look yesterday, she was going to be taken off of life support. But earlier in that day, she was declared legally dead. So this is the next day she's expected not to survive. Well, no, she's already been declared legally dead. Anyways, you go later on in the day, and it says that she has died. And then I had a couple more screenshots. Oh man, I might have to try to find those ones. I didn't put them together before. But anyways, the next day, then it goes reverses and it says that she's going to be taken off life support and her organs are going to be donated. And then later on in the day again, it says that she might, or she's expected to die. It's like, well, has she died yet? It was Tuesday. So again, these are different media outlets that feed it through Newsbreak, but being that far behind in the cycle, it was just a little suspect. And I think everything's suspect at this point.
I do too.
Yeah.
Because of what she was exposing. Especially because of that, because anyone who's tried to expose child rape trafficking has been suicided. Look at Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, he had the dirt on everybody and they suicided him. So
he wasn't necessarily trying to expose anyone, but he definitely
could have. And they didn't want to risk that. So they suicided him.
Totally. So getting back to what I started doing in early July, and granted, in June, too, I was starting to see a trend of people who are newsworthy enough of a press release to be put through these news breaks.
And you know what? I have, too. And I didn't think of doing this. So I really appreciate you for doing this, screenshotting it, because I find this very fascinating because, like you, I've started to notice a trend as well.
Yeah.
And so I'm glad you did this because it wasn't an idea I had in my brain. So thank you for this. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Every time a new one came through in like June, I'm like, I really should start screenshotting these. It must not be anything, you know?
Yeah.
And then in July hit, I'm like, I got to start doing this. So July 14th is when I started screenshotting. Jack Knight, stand-up comedian, dies at 28 years old. And I have not been able to go and dig into the reasons why they've died. A lot of them don't say. Some of them, they do. But and not all of them are really old too. I mean, this is 20s to like 99, I think, is the oldest. Howard Stern's dad died, which he's 99, but still I threw him in the mix. Mickey Rooney Jr. dies at 77, which 77, it's older. Naked and Afraid contestant, dead at 35 years old.
Whoa.
I wasn't able to put the dates on each of them, but you can kind of see that, you know, this is only.
Oh, is she from Arizona or was that an Arizona news story?
I don't know. Again, I wasn't able to dig into them. So you can see I only put dates on a certain of them. I wasn't able to do them all. But you can see that's only 10 days, right? Or less than 10 days. You have Jaina Kramer, godfather Jim Kaufman has died. I'm not sure how old she was. David Warner dies at 80. Goodfellas Law and Order, 83. It just seems like a lot, you know, whereas post-COVID or pre-COVID, it was like once in a while you'd hear about a famous person dead, even if it was a D-lister. But it just seems so much more... you know, much more populated.
Yeah, it does, actually. You're right.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. Hey guys, I want to give you a pro tip to help keep your family healthy when everyone around you is coughing, sniffling, or sneezing, okay? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go first to drstellamd.com. When you're there, go ahead and grab some COVID bites. Also, get your ivermectin, set up your telemed appointment, and get your ivermectin. I'm going to give you a promo code to help you save some money, and use promo code AmberMay, one word, and that will help you save money. Now, here's your pro tip for you. You can use this on your entire family. The adult doses too. I've talked to a medical expert. They said cut it in half when you're dealing with children, so one tablet. What I do with my kids, because it's just too big of a pill for them, I get a blender, I put a pill in there, I fill it with water and like some flavoring, and then boom, I have them drink it before school. Pro tip, and what it has, and it's amazing. It has quercetin, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, all the therapeutics to help keep your body healthy and working at optimum health. Support your body's immune system when you use the COVID bites. They're amazing. So go to drstellamd.com, grab your COVID bites, get your ivermectin, use promo code AmberMay, and save some money.
It's because of a mutual friend of ours that I was actually connected with you. Michael, the artist, the Commander's artist, he's a friend of yours, and he's done some work for you. He's designed the logos on this show. And the Commander's artist he's a great guy, isn't he? He speaks very highly of you.
Now, Michael is a terrific American patriot. And if anybody, I hope that you will promote his website and him. He does, the artwork that he does is very, very patriotic. And one of my sort of big things with Michael is Michael came into my life through this political persecution journey that my family and I went through. And he stepped up in a big way to help us raise some money for our legal defense. And Michael and I have become very good friends, and he's a terrific, faithful man, and I love him.
So visit thecommandersartist.com today. Use promo code AMBER and save some money at checkout.
You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
So July 25th, Yoko, I forget how to say her last name. She died at 69. Tony Dow, Leave It to Beaver star, dead at 77.
I liked him.
Aww. I know. Oh, and I threw these ones that had 17 in them for you, just for you.
Thank you.
There's a few of them. J. Dan Youngin, rapper, dead at 24.
Wow.
And so this is between July 27th and July 31st. So that's only a few days. And then you had Nicholas.
I don't know.
Yeah, 89. Again, older. And then you had The Talk. If you remember that show, The Talk, Heather Gray, she died. She was only like 45. So, and then a couple days later, you have Emmerdale. That was that show, I think, on the CW. It was like a younger, hip show. He died. And then a few days later, you have Judith Durham, dead at 79. Same day, Nicole Hazen, 45 years old, died of cancer. But we all know that the shot
could cause cancer.
It expedites any issues you've had prior to getting the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Roger E. Mosley, 83. Olivia Newton-John, I mean, she died from cancer, 73 years old. Star Ryan Fellows dies at 41. So you kind of see like a lot of them are older in the beginning, but it's starting to look like 40-ish, 50s. Ashton Kutcher, I mean, he's not dead, but I mean, he's lost his ability to walk, hear, vision. Same with Justin Bieber. I don't think
Justin. And his wife too. Justin Bieber's wife had issues. Yeah. Here's the thing. They were pushing all these Hollywood celebrities to push the vax, to push the shot. I don't call it a vax, sorry. To push the shot so that middle America, for everyone in America, would trust that the shots are fine. And now look at the results. I bet these actors are so upset because the people telling them to push the shot, they knew it was dangerous. They knew it was good, it could harm them, and they didn't care. They wanted to get their point across. They wanted to get their agenda across. A shot in every arm, that was the agenda, depopulate the earth. And now we have a lot of celebrities who have been permanently injured. I have family members injured from the shots. It's terrible.
I know. And the list goes on of all of the, outcomes of that shot, not just feeling injured, but family members, completely divorcing each other.
Yeah.
Over this. So
stand-up comedian actor dies at 32. I mean, my God, 41.
Yeah. Yeah,
guys at 41.
Yep. Not sure how old Teddy Ray was, but his body was found in a swimming pool.
I want to know who Teddy Ray is. I don't know who he is.
I don't know either.
Because that sounds suspicious to me. Was he suicided? Because, like, I want to know who this guy is, because that's we need to dig on that. I'm going to write a note. Teddy Ray, found dead in a pool. Why was he found dead in a pool? It just seems weird. After all that we're learning about exposing the child rape trafficking rings and people dying in car accidents, and suicided. You just have to wonder, who is Teddy Ray?
Yeah.
Why did he die in a pool?
That's a good title for a movie. Who was Teddy Ray and why did he die in a pool?
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. That's the new X-Files title.
Yes.
Denise Dowse. I think that's, she died in a and this is, I mean, look, we're at August 11th and it's August 19th. So this was just in the last week. Okay. All of these people, Robin Griggs from Another World, dead at 49. This NBC News anchor, I think his child died at 6 years old. I don't know why.
Shannon, hold on 1 second. Okay, so his child dies at six. Oh my gosh. I wonder why, because, you know, they are giving the shots now. Younger and younger now, babies can get the shot, so I don't know if it's that or what.
I don't know either, and I have not dug into some of the reasons why these people have died. I just saw a trend of a lot of people dying, right? So then we have Texas Flip and Move star Randy Martin, known as the Lone Wolf. He died. I apologize, I cut off the bottom part. I don't know how old he was. It looks like he was a little bit older. Lars von Trier, and if you remember him, he's done a lot of those kind of creepy movies, like I think he did Pan's Labyrinth and The Antichrist. Oh my god, if you ever want to watch a movie, oh, that thing is, it's creepy.
I can't do creepy, I get too scared. I'm a chicken.
It's not even scary, it's
I'm super such
creepy. It's super dark. So he has Parkinson's disease. Again, I mean, it's common, I guess, to have Parkinson's disease. Well, not common, but
yeah, it's a normal thing. Yeah, people can get it.
Famed Japanese fashion designer, dies at 84. Again, older. August 13th. So this was only this all here was between August 11th and August 13th.
Oh wow, that's a lot of people to die.
Yeah, and again, I have not juxtaposed with, you know, a 2019 list kind of like this of people who have died. Maybe this is normal. I don't think so. I've never seen this trend happen that came across my phone.
Wait, the Beverly Hills star dies brought on by meningitis. That's crazy.
Yeah, she was a little bit older, but I don't think that much older. She was like probably early 60s, late 50s.
I mean, that's not that old.
No.
Okay, 83, fine. I'll give you that. All right. But
60s? I have a grandmother who's almost 99 years old. And
I have a grandmother almost 90 years old. Yeah.
You had Uma, I'm not sure how to say your last name, original Fox News anchor, dead at 64. Roger E. Mosley. Didn't I have that one up there? I think.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, sorry. That was a mistake.
No, you didn't. That's a new one.
Okay, so he dies at 83. And then you have Gene LaBelle dies. He's a stuntman, actor. I forget how old he was. I think, again, probably like late 50s, maybe late 60s. I put Lars in there again. Oh, looks like I kind of actually redid this one a few times.
Wow, a drummer dies at 55. That's
Yeah. Giants announce Tim, not sure, Lynn Siccum. She must not be that old. And you know what? There's been a couple of sports related wives who have died too.
Well, there's been a lot of sport athletes just collapse on the field. It's been insane.
Yeah.
Well, here's a 28-year-old from Blackish, Jack Knight.
This one's a duplicate. Sorry.
Yeah. 28 years old dies, comedian. Yeah. I mean,
that was the same guy.
Wow.
Yeah. Rebecca Balding, I think that was today, 73. Oh, looks like I didn't clean up the end of this, but you can see here's
another 30. Oh wait, we talked about Teddy Ray. He died, a hilarious and beloved performer. Okay. I just want to know now. I want to know, why did he die?
I don't know. Looks like I messed up the end of this. I apologize. But you can see.
There was a lot of deaths.
It was. Yeah.
Dies at 22. Florida International LB Luke Knox dies at 22. Wow. A famous actress dies at 43. Empire actress Lindsay Perlman's cause of death revealed at 6 months after she was found dead at 43. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I was able to cobble together. I apologize. It wasn't more, you know, organized. Trying to dig through all of my screenshots was a challenge this morning. So that's what I had to share.
Do you have that link you sent me this morning about that? Well, you sent it last FBI. Night, but I read it this morning with the government, because I'm pretty fired up about that. I was like, wow.
I know.
It does make you wonder, did people die from old age? Yeah, we saw that. Okay. Did people die from the jab? Yeah. And then did some of these people die because they were trying to expose stuff? I don't know. But I encourage everyone to go watch the documentary, These Little Ones, from Stu Peters, because they did a great job showing some of the people that were trying to expose the rape trafficking and end up murdered. And I don't know, I think you might have sent me one that talked about several celebrities over the years that ended up being suicided. I don't remember which one that was that you sent me.
Yeah.
And it was really good. I was like, oh my gosh, that celebrity too, that celebrity too, that celebrity too. Wow.
Yeah.
It was
Chester
one of those.
Bennington. Who was the guy from Soundgarden?
Soundgarden, yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I don't know what documentary that was that you sent me, but it was like, holy.
It was probably Pervywood or Mouthy Buddha. He puts out some really good stuff. He put out Pedogate? And he has like 10 different episodes from that. That kind of got me down the road, or down the tunnel, the rabbit hole on all of that. So he does a pretty good job at laying it out. The Homeland Security, U.S. Department of Homeland Security, they updated their bulletin for national terrorism.
Yeah, so share it with us.
Yeah, so.
He made me so mad.
I know. This was issued just last month. It goes into, you know, why they're putting out these bulletins, because there's been and remains to be a heightened threat environment, as noted in the previous bulletin, and several recent attacks have highlighted the dynamic and complex nature of the threat environment. In the coming months, that's now, we expect the threat environment to become more dynamic, and several high profile events could be exploited to justify acts of violence against a range of possible targets. These targets could include public gatherings, faith-based institutions, schools, racial and religious minorities, government facilities, and personnel, U.S. critical infrastructure, the media. I mean, it's, the list goes on, you know, basically everybody is a target. These actors have recently mobilized to violence due to factors such as personal grievances, which.
That's violence? That's violence?
So here, let's go back. What did the Constitution say about personal grievances?
Address your governance for redress of grievances. That is your right to petition, to protest.
Yeah. So they're basically saying, if you have a personal grievance, you know,
that is violence.
Yes. Reactions to current events. You can't have a reaction to a current event, especially now. It's like, okay. And adherence to violent extremist ideologies. Well, what's the definition of that? You know, what is one man's violent extremist ideology is another man's, you know, utopia, including racially or ethnically motivated or anti-government, anti-authority, violent extremism. And it goes into foreign adversaries, yada, yada, yada. So,
yes, this part was firing me up. Woo!
So the first one, I sent you a screenshot of the second one, I believe, but several recent violent attacks by lone offenders against minority communities, schools, houses of worship, and mass transit have demonstrated the dynamic and complex nature of the threat environment facing the United States.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. So yesterday I showed you how I just got my brand new weight loss coffee, but it does more than that. It helps reduce with fatigue and stress, and it helps with your mind. And yesterday I showed you how you could drink it hot with a warm glass or a hot glass of water. Today I'm going to do an experiment. I don't know how it's going to taste, so you're going to join with me. So what I did is I grabbed my little blender, I put some ice and some water in it, and if you're on keto, then heavy whipping cream is a big part of keto, like you use it on a regular basis. So I'm going to add some heavy whipping cream. So this is going to be interesting. You're going to find out live on this video if I think it tastes good or not, because it's an experiment. I might not like coffee this way. I mean, coffee's a new thing for me anyway. So this, just one scoop, is called the Java. So if you're trying to get healthier and you want to lose weight, then this is what you're going to need, because it has a lot of super foods in it. It helps with burning fat, it helps with mental clarity and energy, and it smells really good. So here's my scoop of my coffee mix. It's called Java from Mfinity. You can find it in the links below this video, or you can go to ambermay.mymfinity.com. So it's gonna get loud, folks. It's gonna get loud. So hold on. Okay, moment of truth, folks. Let's hope I don't spill on TV. That would be so embarrassing. Ooh, it's like a smoothie. Oh. Cheers. Oh, I could dig that. Next time I'm gonna put more heavy whipping cream. I could do that. Here's to losing weight. So go to ambermay.myinfinity.com or go to thetimelesspack.com, use promo code AmberMay, and grab some coffee of your own. So when I'm walking around my house, I always wear slippers. It's just what I do. And in the wintertime, it's especially needed because it's super cold. And I don't know about you, but bare feet on cold floor just isn't my groove. So let me show you what I do on a regular basis. Okay, so I always buy myself slippers every single Christmas. It's just what I do. And so I got these MyPillow slippers, and they are super comfortable. I am not going anywhere else. First from now on, I'm going to get all my slippers from MyPillow.com/Amber. And you can save right now, get the lowest price on slippers and save 40% right now. So you can get yourself some if you want something for Christmas, or you have someone in your family that you want to buy for. So make sure you go to mypillow.com/Amber. Use promo code Amber. Save up to 66% off and get these slippers at the lowest price ever. They're super comfortable. Super comfortable.
You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
So they talk about individuals in online forums that routinely promulgate domestic violent extremists and conspiracy theory related content have praised the May 22 mass shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, and encouraged copycat attacks. Well, that's definitely not me.
Well, it could have been referring to something I've said online, because it wouldn't surprise me if it comes out sometime that they pay people to do these acts against children, to do these acts against regular people. Because let's just go back to 9/11 for a minute. We're not going to talk about the conspiracy side of 9/11. Let's talk about the facts that we know. Our government knew there was going to be a threat against the Twin Towers, against the American people using airplanes. They had that intel. They sat on that intel. They allowed people to die. They didn't warn people getting on an airplane. They didn't warn people to get out of the Twin Towers. They knew it was going to happen. They allowed it to happen. Why? So we can have the Patriot Act. So more of our rights can be taken away. And so big government can come in. And this is where you get the Department of Homeland Security.
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. So for me to think that a Uvalde shooting, a mass shooting from a young person wasn't pre-planned is not out of the realm of possibility. Because what's the very next thing they do? They get on the TV and say, we need to take away your guns. We need to take, why? I'm not a criminal. I didn't do anything wrong. I don't plan on mass shooting people.
Yeah.
But those guns are my Second Amendment right to protect myself from people like you, big government, who wants to take all my rights away.
Yeah. I think that the former CIA director on Twitter this week talking about, it was something along the lines of like agreeing with what the CIA and FBI have been doing. And somebody retweeted it and said, this is the reason why we need guns, because this is the mentality of these people. So moving down, the continued proliferation of false or misleading narratives. Again, what is the definition of that? What's one man's false or misleading narratives is another man's truth. Regarding current events could reinforce existing personal grievances, again, there's that word, or ideologies, and in combination with other factors could inspire individuals to mobilize to violence. So what they're doing right now, what I believe, is they're trying to get us to react.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. With
the Trump Mar-a-Lago raid, and just almost everything that comes out in the news. And then you have probably some co-conspirators or informants, you know, in the FBI or the CIA that actually go online and encourage this. You know, they want to bring you out of the woodworks, like we're finding out
in January 6th.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, and to your point, Patrick Byrne has come out on his locals channel and says, guys, they want to provoke you to violence. Don't give it to them. Do not give it to them, because the second you give into that violence, it's over. We have until November, and then after that, it's downhill for them. They lose their power. So
yeah.
He's so like, we only have something like 90 days left.
Right.
Hold your wits about you. Do not give in to this violence. Continue.
Yes. Yeah. No, that's a very, and I think that is kind of the overall message that I would like to give today, is just hold the line, you know? Continue to do things legally, you know, and conservatives just hold back, because we can't lose how much ground we have gained in the past 3 years with them just antagonizing us. We have to stay classy, San Diego, you know. So some domestic violent extremists have expressed grievances related to their perception that the U.S. government is unwilling or unable to secure the U.S. border. Okay.
Gaslighting us.
You are unable and you are unwilling to do that. We know now that the southern border is completely controlled by the cartel. That's not a conspiracy. That is happening right now.
Right. A massive cartel war is happening at El Paso border, San Diego border. They have bunkers in Arizona, the cartel. They come and go as they please. They traffic children as they please. They bring fentanyl as they please. They're very dangerous. People are coming across the border, and our federal government wants to gaslight us and tell us that that's not true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who else is supposed to protect the border? Let's go back to the Constitution. What is the main function of a federal government?
To protect to secure the homeland.
That's right. That is the main function. The main function. They are failing at their main function. I'm sorry, but you fired me up. So this is like, I'm trying to like bring it down. DHS doesn't come after me.
Yes, they're setting us up. I mean, as we speak, it's really, really frightening. They assess that there is an increase of domestic violent extremists using changes in border security related policies and or enforcement mechanisms to justify violence against individuals. There's no individuals to justify violence right now. Violence that comes when everything else has been depleted and now you are shooting at us, you know? So the fact that they're kind of setting the stage almost for anything related to people who have grievances about the government, their government created by them, is not doing their one main function. What are we supposed to do? Like internalize, you know, our anger? Like, that's great for the rise in suicides and mental health issues. It's in all the gaslighting. It's just, it's so overwhelming. You know, you have the president of the United States telling you that the sky is purple, you know, when you're like, no, but it really is blue. This is an easy one. Come on, please just give us this one. With the reduction, the Inflation Reduction Act. Oh, okay. Yeah, you're totally going to reduce the inflation by giving out a bunch of money for crap that doesn't work. There are there are 50 coal plants, energy producing coal plants that are being built right now in China. 50. Okay. Meanwhile, they're trying to destroy the coal industry in America. Right. I also heard that the Biden administration is trying to destroy, completely get rid of 5 hydro energy producing plants in
why America. It's clean energy.
Nothing that they do makes sense.
No. So I want to take a pause here and let's go through the list. Compare us, the MAGA America First people, compared to a domestic terrorist, and let's see who really is the domestic terrorist. This is what our government has done. They stole of our election. They've been doing it for decades. We just found out about it really in 2020. They paid and created a bioweapon against and used it against the American people using tax dollar money. They and there's patents to prove it galore. If you go to timetofreeamerica.com, all of the proof is right there. So they have used American scientists to create a bioweapon. They paid for it with our money. They used it against us. We got sick. They took our freedoms away. They made us mask up. They took the jobs away, closed businesses down, stopped kids from going to school. Child suicide rate was at an all-time high. Okay, so stole of our election, gave us a bioweapon. What's next? Oh, food supply shortage. They want to starve us to death, because if you look at the World Economic Forum, starving people make better slaves, because you know they're gonna really work hard for their food because they're starving.
Bugs. If that's the next screenshots I'm gonna start doing, is all the times that the news comes across trying to promote that, you know, eating bugs. Angelina Jolie just did some kind of National Geographic episode where she was eating bugs. Nicole Kidman just did some kind of campaign where she was eating bugs. And then I think there's also a brand from Target that has crickets. They use cricket flour. So they're slowly trying to get us to do that. Then there was also, I mean, it's,
now, but also they're hurting our children by telling them they're not good enough of who they are. I thought we were supposed to embrace who we are and love who we are. No, not anymore. We're supposed to mutilate our bodies because I don't feel like a girl anymore. So I'm supposed to mutilate my body instead of accepting who I am, which they used to preach, accept who you are. Now they're telling you don't accept who you are. Change who you are into something that you really are not. Yeah. Then they want to brainwash our kids into teaching them to become racist and look at skin color instead of personality and character. What else have they done to the American people? They called parents domestic terrorists who didn't agree with training their kids to be racist and mutilating their bodies. What else did they do? I had a whole list, and I should have brought my cell phone.
Just give it an hour, and we'll have a whole new list. Happen all the time.
So far, Shannon, who's been the domestic terrorist? The federal government or the America First people? Federal government.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. And they've gaslit us throughout the whole process. You know, people haven't woken up yet. I don't know if you must be the 10% or what's the percentage that they say that you can only get a certain percentage to wake up?
I thought it was 10.
There was a meme going around like last month that said, if you don't have a conspiracy theory friend, you might want to get one so they can explain to you what's going to happen here soon.
And in 6 months down the road, all of our conspiracies come true. You know what I mean? Like we get called conspiracy theorists, and then within months it gets proven to be true.
But unfortunately 6 months is all it takes for people to forget, you know? So that's why they do it. I mean, this is all psychological. They know how people operate, especially people who are not awake. People like you and me, we can't stop talking about this stuff. I can go on for hours. I don't even know how I have the dates and the data and the information in my head, but it's like I'm reading a book, you know?
I've told you before, sometimes I wish I could go back into the matrix, because it just, I see some people that don't realize what's around them, and they're living life different. But I know that if we weren't woken up, the life that they think they're living right now, that matrix, that facade life, that will be gone permanently forever.
It's going to come to a halt.
I think I lost Star. I think I lost her.
You know, like living with the anxiety of raising your kid, you know, all the day-to-day things that you do for your child, all of that. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what it was like before. And that's kind of like finding out the truth about the world and how, you know, pulling your mind out of the matrix.
Mm-hmm.
I can never go back to that innocence.
I can't either. It's kind of sad.
Yeah.
I can't.
What else did we have on the agenda?
Oh, you said you had other things you wanted to share as I was going down the list. As I was talking about the domestic terrorist list, you're like, oh, I have that to share.
Domestic terrorists.
Yeah, I was telling him what the government did to us, and I was going down the list, and you're like, yeah.
Well, no, I was saying, like, just give it an hour. There's all kinds of stuff that comes through every day.
It's true.
But no, just talking about current events, you know, since we're almost an hour, I don't know how long you want to talk. You know, I can talk all day. But you have the judge that ordered the partial unsealing of the search warrant for Mar-a-Lago. So the judge ordered for the government to go back and redact what they need to from the search warrant and to release it in the next week or so, which to me is like, okay, they're never going to release it.
What did they have to hide? Honestly, he was an elected official. We the people were his boss. We the people should know, as his boss, what he did wrong.
Here's something a lot of people don't. How does one declassify? Right. So I hadn't sent this to you yet, but one of my favorite places to go to look up to research, is Congressional Research Services, and you can get there by putting in crsreports.congress.gov. So this is a government website, right? And you can go in here, and it's a search, and every report ever created for any congresswoman or man is put in this database. So every legislature, every body that's a government entity, right, that creates policy, they usually have a research staff, and the research staff is supposed to be nonpartisan, you know, just straight research. So the members of that body can go to the research staff and be like, I need to know how many red balloons were made in 1965, you know, and what manufacturers, they put all of that together. And so they just did one on D-class. So everybody's asking, well, can Trump just look at documents and be like, these are declassed, right?
That's what my understanding is, that he has the ability to do that.
And he does. So
I hope when he goes back into office, he declassifies so much more information. And then I hope he puts it all on the web to show everybody. That's my hope.
Right.
And I think that's what they're afraid of. And I think that's why they're trying to go after him. And they're totally afraid of all of us America First candidates, because it's like a relive of 2010, the Tea Party. We were gaining so much power and we were changing things. And then all of a sudden, Nothing. I don't know. Like the Tea Party lost steam or something. I don't know.
Yeah, this movement isn't going anywhere.
I don't think so either.
It's already past, you know, where the Tea Party kind of lost its steam.
True.
So this document, it's only a couple pages. Some of them are, you know, hundreds of pages. But this one came out just on August 4th. So just a few weeks ago.
Wow.
Procedures for Declassifying Intelligence of Public Interest. So it goes through how it gets done. There's an automatic declassification, and that was done. Almost every president has had their own declass related executive order. One of them was Barack Obama, and you can visit that through this site too. There's also another way for declass by Congress. There's a way for Congress to vote that way. there's also statutory action. So sometimes they'll put like a sunset clause or on certain documents. And I think it's 25 years, unless there's no reason not to. And then it's 10 years that it automatically becomes declassed. But there's also the Public Interest Declassification Board. And this is what I want to talk about. Because back in November of 2020? So this is right after the election. Trump started making a lot of moves with personnel and leadership and putting people in places, which is not typical of somebody who's leaving office in just a few short months, right? Mm-hmm. Well, the person that he put as the chair of the Public Interest Declassification Board was Ezra Cohen Warnick. Do you know that name?
Mm-mm.
He's the one that helped with Cash Patel and exposing Russiagate.
Oh, okay.
He is still the chair of that board. So, and the board is actually under the National Archives. And how do we know the name of National Archives?
Because that's what they were saying. That's who they were saying needs this classification. I don't know. They were involved with the FBI raid on the
National Archives Department or agency said that Trump, you know, took documents that need to be in the archive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every president does that. When you're mm-hmm. leaving office, going through every single little document, everything's basically a public document when you're a public official.
Yep.
But they don't go about it by raiding your home. So,
and let's pause for a minute. Hillary Clinton was not a president ever. And she had classified information on her servers, her personal servers at home. She was never raided, and she was not the president. She doesn't have lifetime, to my knowledge. Maybe I'm wrong, but to my knowledge, presidents have lifetime clearance to classified information. She not being a president, to my knowledge, doesn't have that ability. I could be wrong, but where was the raid on her house? It didn't happen. And she wasn't even a president.
Yeah. And they won't even tell us what's in these documents that he took, you know? And at first, or Trump came out and said that they took his passports, and mm-hmm. then they came out and said, no, he didn't. But it turns out they did. So
and Cash Patel said that these documents he had in his possession were declassified. Well, so they were not classified.
That's the other point. If you remember 3 weeks ago, Cash Patel was on all of these podcast channels talking about how the National Archives refuses to publish the documents that he had Trump declassify, right? And he's like, I will find a way to get him out, though. I will find a way. It's very interesting, the timeline here, now with the raid, because of the National Archives. And then some people are speculating these were Russiagate-related documents.
That's speculation, yep.
So,
which I could see because it could implement possibly people. So maybe that could be, I don't know.
Still, declassified means declassified, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. So that the warrant was, in my opinion, from the information I know, and I don't know everything because I haven't seen the warrant and I don't know everything, but it would seem to me that there was no reason to go raid the president's home if he didn't have classified information. And even if he did, he's still the president. He was still a president who has, I don't know.
Well, here's also a point. When because he took the documents to Mar-a-Lago, it is assumed that that action in and of itself is a D-class action mm-hmm. too. So, and maybe that has to be litigated. I don't think it does. It's almost like even with in Arizona, when we have legislative intent on certain bills, the intent is not stated in most cases, because the fact that they passed it, it shows that their intent was to reverse something or to tell a department to change policy. That's the intent. So it's kind of like with him taking the documents. Obviously, his intent was to declassify because he's now a citizen. He's going to be a citizen because he did that when he was a president. Mm-hmm. So there's that.
So talk about that a little bit. You were going to say something and I cut you off about go up a little bit. The declassification by the president. Are you still talking about that?
Well, yeah. I mean, these are the different means in which he can get documents declassified. So you can go through the Public Interest Declassification Board. You can put out an executive order, which almost every president has, including President Trump, on January 19th of 22. He declassified the day, or no, sorry, 2021. The day before Biden took office, he declassed all the Russiagate documents. That's an executive order. So there's that. There's also a way to do it by agency. And that's where the sunrise, sunset like clauses, you know, you're supposed to do it 10 years, definitely. But maybe if there's some more classified information you can't do, then maybe a board or advisory board will advise not to declass at that time. There's all kinds of different ways to do it. But the most important for this topic is the fact that the president can declass. And it doesn't have to go through a process, okay? He's the president. He is where the bill stops, right? Meaning the dollar bill. Not mm-hmm. It does stop there, but he signs it and then it gets implemented. But that's another podcast. So it even gives you the legislation and also the CFR, which is the code for the federal code, where you can find more of this information. I just started digging in this morning, so I wasn't able to give you all a full concise report on how it all works, but
that's pretty good though. I mean, that's, I didn't know about this.
I mean, he was able, it was well within his authority to declass those documents. So
yeah. You can go to Congressional Research Services. Okay.
Yep,
I'm learning a whole bunch of stuff from you because you have had the ability to work in some state legislator's office and learn some stuff that regular people don't know exists. And I'm being one of those regular people. So I love doing shows like this because I'm learning from experts who work in certain fields. And I don't claim to know everything, but that's why I have experts on who know stuff so they can
educate. I don't know everything. I'm just
no, but you know some stuff, and that's why you come on the program and you share what you know, and I have other people share what they know, and that's how I get smart. That's how I learn stuff. I learn from people doing what they do for a living or something they have an expertise in, and they come on and they share and I learn and my audience learns. And so I just learned something new today from you. So thank you so much for coming on the program today. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me and, you know, keep fighting the good fight.
Yeah. So up next, don't go anywhere because I will have your money minute.
Say, make money, money, make money, money, money.
Make money, money, make money, money, money.
Uh-oh. Money makes the world go round. I'm the talk around town. Remy gave me the sound.
Fat pockets.
I need that Skrilla on the Rilla.
Fat pockets.
I need that Skrilla on the Rilla.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Amber May, and today I'm going to be talking to you about protecting your wealth. Normally, I talk to you about protecting your health. I talk about other things, but today, we're going to be talking about your wealth, because if you don't have your health and you don't have your wealth, then what do you have, right? And so I'm going to show you a strategy where you won't lose money. You can only gain money, and you're going to be like, what? How does that work? I'm going to show you how, because what I do is it's a growth-only strategy. Meaning if the market goes backwards, you don't lose a penny. When the market's doing great, you do great too. And I'm going to show you how to do it because I want to help you guys build a legacy for yourself and for your family. So imagine this, like we always hope that we are on the top end of the market when we're getting ready to retire. But if you're like my dad, that may not happen to you. And you know, my dad was in 2008, we all remember the housing market that crashed, right? Everything went down, stocks, everything went down. We just had a total meltdown of our market. And so my dad, who's really close to retiring, lost a great deal of his money. Was he able to retire at that point? Absolutely not. How could he live when he had just lost a ton of his money? And I don't want that to happen to you, because after I saw that happen in real life, I was like, nope. So that's why one of the reasons I'm really passionate about what I do. So let me show you. So I am with First A&M Futures and First Financial Security. And right here, this is kind of what I was talking about, where the stock market, so you can see right here in 2008, the stock market took a dive. If you were on the index, because that's what we use with our clients, these people never took a hit. So if my dad would have been on the index in 2008, he would have been fine. He could have retired. So you always hope that it's you that are on the upswing, like up here, and not the downswing when it's your time to retire. So I'd love to sit and talk to you. 15-minute conversation is all I really need, 20 minutes maybe. And then if you're interested, go fill out the form on my website at theambermayshow.com. Contact me. Let me know you want to talk to me 15, 20 minutes, and we can show you how you can have a growth-only way to save for retirement, have a great robust savings, protection should you become ill or injured. This is amazing for children. So if you're looking at a way to invest for your children, do what I did. Come talk to A&M Futures, Amber May, and we'll get you taken care of. Have a great day.